I'm recording too. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting for Sugar Creek Township, February 8th, 2022. And in attendance, Trustee John Hofstetter, Tom Gregory, and Scott Widmer is excused and not present. All right, Nina, do you have a copy of the minutes from last month's meeting?
Yes.
Are we looking at, we're tabling the December meeting minutes because, yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do it again. Table them again?
Yes.
Because I did not bring them.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, we'll table them.
But I have the next month's.
Okay.
Okay. These are, I'm gonna make a pile for Scott. These are your copies and then here's the original of the January 11th meeting.
Okay.
I move to approve the January 11, 2022 meeting minutes as we reviewed.
And I will second John's motion. All in favor say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the same. And the minutes are approved. January 11, 2022 minutes are approved. These need signed.
Yes, they do.
Okay, we will move to the fiscal officer reports.
Okay. The bank statement for January is not done yet. It cannot be done until year end is done, and I still have notes to the financial statements to do for year end. And so
okay.
I have everything entered. I mean, I looked at it, entered everything. I cannot go through the process of reconciling it yet. So that will be next month.
Okay.
I have vouchers for the road employees.
You might have had a few hours.
Yep.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Well, they did a very nice job of keeping the roads cleared, considering the weather.
Part of it only being down to one big truck.
Yes.
So thankfully that got resolved the day before the second storm hit.
Oops. So this was the first storm here. Yep.
Financial reports as of January. Again, the bank statement's not reconciled, but I'm pretty sure that those are final.
Okay.
One of those is mine.
Yep. I'll look at that one.
I don't think we still haven't got that money from Otarmi yet for that grant, did we? I'm not
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll reach out to him after this meeting to see if I remember.
Well,
our December meeting, they said
actually,
they were
I think maybe I just deposited it.
Okay.
I think I do have it. There was an Otarma check that I took actually to the bank just today.
Okay, good deal then.
Good. Okay, any questions for Anita on the financial statements?
I'm good.
Okay, I move that we approve the financial statements as presented.
I second that.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. Okay, the financial reports are approved.
Then and now purchase orders to be approved.
What is a camera monitor?
Camera monitor.
It was something with one of the big vehicles.
Jeez. Oh, there is a monitor. It's not a camera, but it's actually a monitor for monitoring the engine and the loader, the payloader.
Got it.
And that went blank.
Okay.
So. Yeah, that's what I understood. It was something in the cab.
Yes.
It said camera monitor and then a whole bunch of diagnostics and
yes.
Troubleshooting and.
Yes, they had an issue with it. So all of your readouts for the CAD as you're using it are on this computer display off to the right. It's like a 9-inch little screen. And that was dark and blank. So.
Okay, do we need a resolution?
No, just a motion.
Just a motion, okay. I move that we approve then and now purchase orders number 43-2022 through 46-2022 as presented and reviewed.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Same. Okay, motion carries to approve the then and now purchase orders. We want to sign these at the end of the meeting. Okay.
Night plus the February or the electronic ones.
Well, Tom, the second one on there for myself is the UTA conference.
Got it.
That's why there are two checks for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
And reimbursement.
Yep. Understood.
It was a little different than the last time we were down there, but for the most part, it was trying to get back into that normalcy that we had.
Sure.
Last time me and you were down there.
Yep. How they had sessions again and.
Yeah, they actually record them. They're supposed to be getting them up on the internet, so hopefully you'll be able to start watching some of them from the comfort of your home.
Sure.
Afterwards, so.
Yep.
That'll be nice.
Good to know. Okay. Any questions on the payment listing?
I have no questions.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I so move.
Okay, John. Moves to approve the payment listing. I will second that motion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the same. And the payment listing is approved. And we will sign those checks at the end of the meeting. Anything else, Anita, that you want to...
And you move to approve those?
John moved and
oh,
I second.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Let me get that right.
We switched it up on you.
Keep you on your toes.
I can do that, but give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Okay. Okay, those will be signed. I would like to ask that for approval to do the utility bills with auto pay so that I don't have to go in there and initiate the payment. Okay.
I move to approve Anita Fisher to set up the account to electronically pay our utility bills.
I will second that motion. All in favor say yes. Yes. Opposed, the same. That motion is approved. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. We can make your life easier by all means.
Thank you. Okay, John moved. Tom seconded. Okay, and then this is just for your information, the fund balance after these payments tonight.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep, thank you.
And I do not have anything else.
Okay. Cool. Fund status looks, I'd call it healthy.
Yes.
Not a surplus, but healthy.
Yep. Where are we at on as far as moving money on street lighting?
Right now, I'm currently just paying it out of the general fund, and once the money comes in, I'm going to reimburse.
We have 2 months or 3 months on that now?
This is the second.
Okay, so January and February. So mm-hmm. Next month.
We may have the money by next month. Not sure.
No, isn't it usually April, isn't it?
I don't remember if it was March or... I thought the first one came...
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's your March, April. All right, so it won't be, it's not going to be too much longer, then we'll be able to repay the funds.
Right.
And I think you probably should look at next month, looking at how much we actually brought in for the Northern Sugar Creek Township and the Southern, because I see we have about $38,000 there.
I see that.
And to go through and figure out how much was left, you know, from what we got for disbursements and pay them back out to East Wayne and Kittering. So
yep.
Something for next month.
Very good. Okay. Okay. You say that's all you had, Anita?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to move to the road supervisor's report. I think we were all emailed a copy of Kevin's report. If you've had a chance to review that, great. If not, there's a copy that we all received. Looks like we had some tree trimming done.
Yes.
At the end. Was that due to weather or was that just scheduled?
That was scheduled.
Okay.
He'd been wanting to get that done most of the year 2021.
Right.
He finally had a chance to do it. He said, the company's a little more pricey, but he said time-wise they spent less time cutting.
Yeah.
So it kind of saves money because the machinery that they bring in, he said they move so fast through the township, it was unreal. So.
Okay.
And they're local and they're willing to help us out in an emergency. So I believe it's Kittering Tree Service is the one who did that for us.
Fantastic.
Yep.
He makes a note here of the plow hydraulic issue, but that was fixed before the storm in February, so we had it. So we only had one truck in use for the first snow, right?
So three-quarter of the way through the first storm, we had two trucks.
Okay.
And the first night of the storm, about 6 p.m., his truck went down.
Got it.
And it didn't really snow much after that, but they spent the rest of the time with one truck pushing stuff out.
Now, yeah.
I helped out with a little pickup truck from time to time.
Okay.
And I think they went out once with a little pickup while one of them was in the big truck, but they took shifts rotating back and forth.
Got it.
To get the job done. So
yeah.
they really did spend a lot of time. We're lucky the air truck held up and it ran a whole lot of extra hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it did. Well, again, nice job to our road crew for keeping the roads open.
Yes.
Okay, I will move that we approve and accept the road report as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, the same. Okay, the road report is approved. Minutes. Okay, I don't know that we had any review for last month's decisions.
No, that's pretty much all snow handling.
Okay. OTARMA grant.
We're pretty sure that got done.
That was done. Okay, well, then let's move on to the fire department reports. John, I think that you emailed copies of both of those to us as well for review.
Yes, I think I saw you guys were tagged in the East Wing one.
Yeah.
Here's the East Wing. Yes.
Okay.
The January report. Yeah. That one first. Seems like another busy month again for them.
I'll say.
At their reorganization meeting, Ryan Sullivan was added as the fifth member, member at large.
Oh, that's to the East Wayne Fire Board.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so it is Ryan Sullivan, Steve Rabbiton is the Village of Dalton rep, Jim Bucklew is the Village of Dalton member at large.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Rick and Deb Peters.
Yes.
I apologize, I don't know which one's on the council. I think Rick's the one on council.
Okay.
Deb is the Marshallville member at large.
So got it.
That is the 2022 East Wayne Board.
Okay.
And Ryan is the president, and he was hoping to be here tonight, but ran into an issue, so he's hoping to be here in March. And I said, that's not a big deal, because Scott's still out, so
right.
He wants to meet all three of us, and I encourage him to come to the March meeting.
Okay, very good. All right, I will make a motion that we approve and accept the East Wayne Fire District report.
I'll second it.
All in favor say yes. Yes. Opposed, the same. Okay.
And here would be KBFD. This is November, December, January.
Okay, so we have 3 months.
Yes. I noticed that there was 2 months in one email, and in January came today, so.
And they've been busy as well.
Yes.
And these are the
what
same
months
as well.
Were those?
Looks like I see dates November, December, and January.
Correct. I'll second that motion.
Actually, I didn't make a motion yet. I'm going to I'll let you make a motion.
I move to approve KVFD's November 21, December 21, and January 22 monthly reports.
Okay, and I will second the motion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the same. And those reports are approved and accepted.
So next on their list for KVFD is that they applied for the grant, and that's the State Fire Marshals. You briefly discussed it on the 27th that I missed. Well, fortunately, they were approved.
Great.
So the caveat is that the State Fire Marshal does not give money out to nonprofit fire departments.
Okay.
They have to be sponsored by a governmental entity if they're not a governmental entity themselves. KVFD is in the process of trying to get their quote turned into a Shurkirk Township quote so that we can approve it, and then we'll be the ones having to pay it because the money will come to us, not KVFD.
Okay.
We will then own those radios.
Mm-hmm.
We will open up the contract merely to add an amendment to it.
To
basically saying that we own inventory, serial number, you know, and we write down all the serial numbers, we'll put that in there as an inventory list, and that they are responsible for the maintenance and all fees associated with the mark system.
Great.
And at the end of life, that they will be turned back over to Shurkirk Township for disposal.
Okay.
So those are the steps that we have in place. As we've noted here in the year past, KVFD has their meeting the same night we do. And they're doing a reorganization. This is their reorganization meeting.
Got it.
So as soon as they get all that done, we'll be moving forward. There was supposed to be some paper. I'm not sure why they didn't email, but they do a paper copy that needs signed. That was supposed to be in the mail last week, and we have not seen it yet. So I'm trying to chase with the State Fire Marshal's office to see where that's at. But the radios have to be up and running July 1st. So, and that... These radios aren't simply a radio you just turn on and you're ready to use. they have to be logged on at the mainframe down in Columbus.
I see.
So there is quite a bit of a process to get everything registered and for the system to recognize these new radios and that they're identified correctly. So we need to keep moving a little bit quicker on this to get here. The only thing that the State Farm Marshal has been granting some leniency is if, you know, this quote's from September and we get the grant now and we say we want to order the radios now, we don't know if they're in stock because of supply chain. So, you know, we say, hey, we got the paperwork, we filled it out here towards the end of February, and we get back right away that they're not available to July 1st. You know, the State Farm Marshal grant will probably grant us an extension because we can't physically get our hands on the radio. So
yeah,
that's kind of the meat and potatoes of this grant. And I think we want to consider allowing myself or Anita to fill out the paperwork and get the ball rolling so we get the funds in hand. So
yeah,
the only thing I filled out is I did receive an email from somebody at Staley Technologies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For the tax exempt, sales tax exempt certificate
to
set up the account with them, and so that's been done.
Okay, so the account's ready. We just need to get the money from.
I just have not received anything from the Ohio State Fire Marshal. And are these are Mark's radios?
Correct.
Okay.
But you haven't got a quote that says Sugar Creek Township on it instead of Kittering Volunteer.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay. So that's where I'll start with, is getting that quote to us so we can get that all going. So get that word. You want to make a motion for me to be able to do that, or?
Yeah, as far as being like a point of contact.
Well, to be able to go ahead and fill the paperwork to accept the grant.
Okay, so I move to appoint. Yeah.
And also, do we want to go ahead and order it, or do we want to wait? Do you just want to hold a special meeting on this?
I mean, if we can accomplish that now.
If you're okay giving me that permission to go ahead and place the order, Anita, are you okay with that?
Okay, so I move to authorize John to complete the application.
Acceptance application.
Yep, and then also to complete the order once we have the application, once we have all the paperwork completed, I will make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
John seconds it. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed the same. Okay, that motion is approved.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
KVFT, there's a trade-in on there that may have gone away.
Kevin
said they will pay that extra money if not.
So okay.
And you'll work in conjunction with them, I'm assuming, Ron.
I asked them if they lost that trade-in value, are they going to be able to kick that extra money in? And KVFT said yes. They're hoping that Staley will write them a separate bill for the trade-in. So the township should only be billed $5,101.90, and that should be the quote that's honored. So,
$5,101.90. Okay.
Do you want the paper? This is just a copy.
Yeah.
The dollar amount's on the back page.
Okay.
All righty. Moving along, it appears that we need to talk about fire prevention officer.
Yeah, we're supposed to do that in a reorganization meeting. We did that in August of last year because we were just so excited to get through everything.
Yeah.
And I think we signed the contracts in March. I mean, we had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we forgot about it till August, so we got that done. So
okay.
Going through meeting minutes, I figured that out, we need to do this.
Yeah, yeah. So currently you had listed that the way that it was for last year, at least, was Ryan Sprunger was the FPO for EWFD.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Schaum was a deputy for KVFD.
Correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, for some reason I was thinking that we assigned an FPO in each fire district.
At the end, I think we ended up having Troy took care of both the Oroville and the Kittern area.
Ah, okay.
Because that's what the resolutions are referencing.
Okay. But is it your understanding that we can continue to assign an FPO for the one fire district, another FPO for the other fire district?
Yes. So we have the deputy and the main FPO and the deputy, and we're supposed to rotate them. Well, I shouldn't say supposed to. The discussion I think everyone's agreed upon is we rotate back and forth.
Okay.
And just that we said East Wayne and Kittredge, and I think we need to reference that as, instead of East Wayne for Ryan Sprunger, it should be referenced as Northern
Sugar Creek, yes.
And for Troy Shum, it should be referenced as Southern Sugar Creek Fire District.
Do we need to talk to them, each fire department, before we assign somebody? I mean...
I think we just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
It's a formality that we have to go through by Ohio Vice Code. It's not a... to be honest, me and you could fill the FPO positions.
True, yeah.
It's not a skilled...
Yeah.
There's not a certification level that you have to have. We as a board have said we'd like to see an actual trained person being in that position, and Kieran has provided that, and East Wayne's provided that, so...
Okay.
I would just assume that we let them be
yeah.
the ones doing it.
Right.
And if something changes, I'm assuming Kieran or East Wayne will notify us that, hey, this person's not the FPO anymore, this person, we can make those changes at that point. So.
That's true. Yep. So. I would entertain a motion if you would like to make a motion on this, John.
Okay. The resolution...
We have to do resolutions?
That's what we did last year.
Got it. Okay. Well,
I think we do that because it is an actual ORC thing.
Okay.
So...
Does the chair need to... Okay.
I can make those.
Yep.
If you're okay with
that. I'm fine with that.
So we're going to switch. Ryan will be deputy this year, so I read it correctly.
Yep.
Troy will be the FPO. All right. You ready, Anita?
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve resolution 2022-02-08-01, correct?
Yes.
One for the night. Appointing Ryan or Troy Shum as the fire prevention officer for the Southern Sugar Creek Fire District for the term of January 1, 2022 through December 31st, 2022.
What was the term again?
January
through.
Yep.
And I will second John's motion. All in favor say yes. Yes.
Roll call.
Sorry.
No problem.
Yep, resolution. And yeah, I'll let you do the roll call when you're ready then.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
You ready for the second one?
Yes.
I move to approve resolution 2022-02-08. -02, appointing Ryan Sprunger as the deputy fire prevention officer for the Northern Sugar Creek Fire District for a term from January 1, 2022 through December 31st, 2022.
Ryan Sprunger?
Correct.
Okay, and he was as the deputy?
Yep.
Yes.
We switched roles.
Fire prevention officer for the Northern.
Yes.
He's the deputy fire for the township. We can't have two FPOs. We have to have an FPO and a deputy.
Okay.
And I will second John's motion.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Takes care of that.
All righty. Moving along to unfinished business. John, do you have anything to report in on the indigent burial?
I think I'm down to one document between the cremation provider and the state.
Okay.
So I need to follow back up with that.
Great.
The state's been very understanding that this is the first time, and they're trying to help us through all this. So,
okay.
So hopefully this will work out. So.
Good to know.
Notice that is the only one underneath the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office of Legal Advice.
Yes.
I mean, it's the first time in 5 years we've seen that.
So. Yes, exactly.
It's a good feeling.
Okay.
So what did you say? We're waiting on paperwork?
Yes, there's a cremation authorization form. And I think the hiccup is that Heritage has a different form than what the state wants. And so I'm trying to get that hashed out. So.
Okay.
Okay. I saw your response to a resident who mentioned that they had a mailbox that was it struck or was it knocked off? Do we know that?
Snow knocked it off.
Snow knocked it off. Okay. I thought you had a very good response to his email. I don't know if he had any other follow-up questions other than...
He did. And there was no follow-up. It was just thank you and I hope you stay safe in this cold weather.
Good. Okay.
It was great. Very short and sweet.
Yeah.
Reply.
Good. Yeah. I mean, we, again, I think as you explained in the email, you know, we will, if one of our plows hits a mailbox, then we will look at that as far as helping out with expenses if we were at fault, but just the natural weight of the snow.
I lost my mailbox.
Yep. I didn't this year, did last year, but.
You look at Kidron Road, there was just mailboxes laying left and right.
Were there really?
Yeah, and Zerker Road had a whole bunch. I mean, it's.
There was a lot of snow and it was heavy.
And there was slush underneath it too.
Yeah.
And that slush is what really kills them. So.
Yeah, it knocks them right off.
Unfortunately, it was a bad year.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Do we need to talk about the One Ohio Opioid Settlement?
Oh, but we also have the websites being updated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yep.
I think I forwarded that on to you yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we got that back that they're hoping to work on that this week or next week. They're hoping to roll it out for us here pretty quick. So
yeah.
I still have that check from, I think, back in November. I'm sorry, Anita. I can only imagine that's got to be... that check's got to be throwing some things off every now and then, so.
It's all right.
Are they, once they're completed with that, are they doing some sort of training with us?
That's my understanding is that there's going to be training involved to understand how to upload and how to adjust things.
Yeah.
So.
I might be interested in being included in that.
I will.
I think that would make sense.
When we get to that discussion, I'll make sure you're included in that.
Yep. Yep. Very good. Okay. Now the One Ohio Opioid Settlement. It's you mentioned here that the online paperwork has been completed.
Yep. There was some seminars that were concurrent with the American Rescue Plan seminars. I took the American Rescue Plan ones versus the opioid. Barbara sent something out this week, the representative from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. There is committees being formed for projects. So this seems to be more than just us getting a check. There seems to be more to it. So. As time goes by, I think we'll learn more about what this may mean or how we will be involved with disbursements or if we'll be able to provide funding to the fire departments for some projects to help alleviate that. So.
Okay. Very good. Okay, moving on to tabled business. Do you have any updates on any of these, John, or are these just being carried forward from the last agenda?
I kind of updated the American Rescue Plan a little bit.
Yeah.
We learned, I took a class down there on federal procurement procedures. So as we're getting this money coming in, you can't use state bid, stuff like that. We can't use our own bid. There's a lot more rules and regulations when it comes to procuring the stuff that we want to, like whether it's capital as far as equipment,
yeah.
Whether it's buildings, how we go about bidding things out is much different than what we're used to.
Mm.
In fact, I believe the lady, Stacy, I can't remember her last name, I can't remember it offhand right now, but she's going to come up to our county association from the Ohio Office of Budget and Management, OBM, to help walk through that process. Anita, I think that might be something, either if we can get a recording for you or something, I know March is a busy time for you, on how to do the paperwork. They are very proactive in trying to make sure we all do the paperwork right and that no one has to pay back any of the money because of a finding because we didn't do a step correctly.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
And Barbara's ahead of the game in the state, actually. She's the first one to draft township verbiage for how to do federal procurement. So the lady from Ohio Office of Budget Management is actually reviewing Barbara's information right now. So, as well, I took classes on what can you use the money for? We can think it, it's available to us now.
Okay.
Capital is involving a building. If we wanted to tear down the old section of the garage and put up a new section and revamp it, that's a possibility.
Wow.
We want to buy a dump truck, we can. We want to buy a grader, we can. Put it into the roads. I mean,
sure.
I think the best thing I heard down there the whole week, or 3 days we were down there, is Keith Faber came and talked to us, and his advice was, our kids, grandkids, great kids are going to be the ones paying for this, this money that's coming out. So make sure if we do projects, that it'll benefit them, so that they get to at least use it as they have to pay it for.
Sure.
So I think that's some good advice.
That is good advice.
So, as far as the stimulus program, I believe February 28th is when notifications will start to go out from that stimulus, and that was for the Withrich Rift Culvert project. This is the one we chose.
Yeah. Yep. So. Okay, very good.
When did you say that will come out?
The which part?
What did you say?
February, I believe it's February 28 or February 24 is when the ODOT Township Stimulus Program will announce the projects that they're going to fund.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to new business, is there any new business to present to the board?
Kevin has some stuff he's working on for March, and along with that we'll have stone bids and stuff to review and get ready to send out.
Okay.
Normally we've done the road certification by now, but I've also heard that Scott's trying to find ways to get out or have a meeting this spring, so I will get a hold of Scott to get that portion of the first year business done.
Okay.
And Kevin was looking at a couple different options. The broom that we have is getting up there in age, so that's a possibility. There's a couple pieces of equipment now that we have American Rescue Plan funding come to us. He's kicked together some ideas, and I think we may have to have a brainstorming session on what might be the best option to use these funds for, because we'll get another 252 this year. So
that's awesome. So, yeah, let's put that to good use.
Yep. So
okay. As far as the 2022 goals for the board, I think that's something we probably want to wait until we have Scott with us to start discussing or to review some of those things, unless there's something you want to talk about tonight.
No, it was one of those things where I just thought of, you know, we talked about it a little bit last month's meeting.
Yeah.
And Scott said, hey, I like what you put on there. We forgot about putting the public records inventory, so I added that on there. That was his idea to throw on there. So I thought we'd just add it on there for us to kind of look at every month and take home to give us a reminder of the goals that we're trying to work for. So we got quite a few accomplished last year, so that was good to see. So
good. Okay. Before we go to signing the documents, I see you had made a note here about not being able to attend the March 8 meeting.
Yes, that is my shift day.
Anita, are you okay with changing to another night other than March 8th?
So I'm fine the 7th or the 9th or the...
I was just thinking about giving Anita a little bit more time.
9th? That's Wednesday. I don't know what you got going.
That's fine with me.
Let me look here. I was thinking I had something. No, I'm fine with that as well. Would you rather do it that as opposed to pushing off to the next Tuesday? I'm wondering about just Tuesday night seemed to work well for this building. I know that someone's going to have to contact Betty, but is the 15th too not 15th? Yeah, is the 15th too late to be paying bills or anything like that?
I'm not opposed to the 15th.
I would prefer I think the week before.
Yeah, sure.
Just because the 15th is the deadline for corporate returns.
Okay. So let's go ahead and plan on the 9th, and then if we can't get this building, we'll hold it over at the Township Hall.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So will somebody contact?
Scott.
Scott's kind of our contact person there.
Okay.
So this is March 9th. to their calendars.
We got some time to sign our checks and then and now, so I just texted Scott. I forgot to text him that part today. So
okay.
I kept him in the loop with everything else, what was on the agenda and everything.
Hopefully the 9th works for him as well, but yeah. You say you did just text him?
I just texted
him. Okay, so
we got 15 minutes here,
yeah,
so.
While we're signing the bills. Okay, unless there's any other agenda items, let's go ahead and sign the checks.
He just said yes.
He's good with that?
He's good with that.
Okay.
And he'll contact. He'll ask that too.
Yes.
Must have taken a few extra ones here.
Mm-hmm. He's checking.
Here's your
nails.
Yeah.
How was the chest?
Scott thinks our meeting is too short.
He thinks it's too short.
That's funny.
It's just fine.
He wants to know if he's the reason why
the meetings go too long.
Hey, on my check, one that's made payable to me, make sure you send the top line.
I did that.
Yep. Thanks. Okay. Okay, we had no audience members tonight, so we'll have no public comment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
1 second before that.
Yep.
Yes, so we are going to do March 9th, just checking on availability. I will post it up as soon as we know.
Okay.
And I'll contact Christy to make that adjustment. I saw in the newspaper today that she posted our March meeting already.
Did she really? Okay.
Normally she's really good about just doing the month there, but
yeah.
she did the month before everything, which is great. I mean, I appreciate that they're following.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll make sure we get that adjustment next week's paper. So
great.
And I will second that motion to adjourn.
Actually, I asked if I had a motion to adjourn. So
I moved to adjourn the meeting at 7:48.
And I second the motion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned.